Truck Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, March 6, 2007. You know, sooner or later I'm going to get these dates right. Actually, it's the end of the day, Monday the 5th. Why don't I just say what day it is and we'll deal with it then. It is windy here in Scotland. Yep, still here. Haven't gone home. I got one more full day, and then I take off Wednesday morning. So this has been a most interesting trip. In case you haven't heard the previous shows, if you're new to freestyle or you haven't been keeping up and you just thought you'd tune back in, go back and listen. I'm in Scotland on work, and for those of you who've been following along with the soap opera, well, I'm afraid to tell you, I haven't gotten anything more interesting than, there was a fire drill today, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. The fire alarm. Actually, I don't think it was a drill. We had a drill on Friday. They always happen on Fridays. So all of a sudden you hear this wee, 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 wee in the building at work. And I said, I'm grabbing the laptop and my digital camera and whatever else I can carry, even though you're not supposed to when the fire alarms go off. And I said, I'm taking whatever I've got left. I've already lost my wallet and a whole bunch of money. I have my passport in my pocket, thank goodness. If this keeps up, I'll be returning in my skivvies. There won't be anything left to return with. I won't be able to carry anything. I didn't want my laptop going up in flames. So, yeah, that was about as interesting as it got. It was kind of humorous. The same thing actually happened. We had a fire drill, now that I think about it, when I was in Malaysia in May. So, whenever I go to a remote facility, I must have some lucky charm that sets off the fire alarms. Yesterday I did not go in. I went out on Saturday, but I did not go into work on Sunday. I thought I'd take it easy, so I went for a little walk. And I walked to put on the podcast, and I was listening to Steve Rickyberg's Missing Intellect. That's his handle in the IRC room. His Geek Cred podcast. He interviewed T. Morris regarding Billabub Baddings and Moravi and... T can really get to talking sometimes, and Steve had an hour and a half, and he cut it down to about 45 minutes with careful editing. It sounded really good. I like Steve's interview style, and I told him this. He asked just a short question and lets the guest talk, because that's what interviewing is all about. You're there to listen to the guest talk and not hear the host blabber on about their life. It's like, that's why you have a guest on the show. So, I gave him the compliment there. While I was walking, I thought I'd keep the route simple. So I stayed on one side and never really crossed any major thoroughfares and did any zigzagging and found myself at a Tesco's. I've heard about Tesco before and I haven't really been in one, so I thought I'd take a peek in. Also, if I found an appropriate gift for Carol at the front desk for helping me with the lost wallet incident. Oh, by the way, I forgot to call the lost article department at the police department today. Something was always coming up. It was a busy day at work. Well, I did find a little plant, one of those kind of rubber plants with the little oval shape, kind of rubbery leaves. I forget what it was called. But I think everything is, nobody really has big homes or big apartments or flats as they are over here. So I got her a small plant. And she appreciated it, and I asked her if it would be all right if I wrote a letter to her manager, thanking her for her excellent customer service, despite the fact that we didn't actually find the wallet, but she was a very big help. I would not have expected that out of most hotel people. So I wanted to express my thanks, and I will get that written probably tomorrow. And if not, I will definitely get something in the mail when I get home. I think she deserves it. Also recorded a few clips. I was thumbing through the... The Scottish Mail newspaper. Recorded a few things for Technorama, which Craig will be throwing together tonight. He's a little behind, but since the show doesn't go out till Wednesday, it doesn't really matter. I recorded a few clips for that. There were a few things in there that were of some mild Technorama interest, and if you want to hear those, you can listen to the show that comes out on Wednesday the 7th. So Sunday was kind of a day off. Took a snooze. Had an online chat with the girls. Actually, we were able to get audio working. I've got the Apple EyeSight camera, but due to strange bandwidth limitations, could not get through to them. I'm half expecting them to show up. It's about 5 to 4 Central Time right now. So they should be showing up any moment online if they remember that I wanted to talk to them. Just kind of a neat way to do a free phone call. I'm using a voice over IP connection. We were using iChat. There's my sister hopping online from Marquette, Michigan. And had a nice day. Spent a lot of time chatting with Kevin Devin in Seattle. Actually, you know, the weather here resembles Seattle a lot. Temperatures in the mid-40s, rainy sometimes, sunny sometimes. Right now it's very windy. But as soon as I described the weather, he said, oh, it sounds like Seattle. I said, yeah, you're right, it does sound like Seattle an awful lot. So if you wanted a picture of what it's like and you happen to know what the weather's like in Seattle, most of the time that's what Scotland is like right now. Appleton will be like this probably mid to late April, maybe early May. Today at work, work is work. What can you say? Did not get the wireless installed. We're still missing a 48-volt DC connector. We got the power injector. If you don't know what a power injector is, it puts power on the Ethernet cable. The Ethernet cable is the thing that most computers plug into when they're on the network. Well, with this wireless access point for doing Wi-Fi, we don't want to drag a network cable and power to this access point. So you can put power on it before the network cable goes up to the unit, and then it just runs off of that. So run one wire instead of two. Only we didn't get the right pieces and parts to make that all happen. So that's supposed to be in tomorrow. And maybe hopefully my corporate credit card will be too. We can hope. I spent most of the day just documenting. Took some pictures and documenting the racks and what's connected to what and making Visio block diagrams. And it was pretty boring stuff. But I think we get a good quality document out of it. Something that this office has needed for a long time. The other thing I spent a lot of time was with wrestling with a stupid printer. Excuse me. This printer is a business inkjet. It's got a parallel port, does not have a network interface. And as a result, they wanted to move it. Well, in the old days, it was close to the server rack, and it was a smaller office on the ground floor. Now they're up on the third floor, and it's on the other end of the office, so it has to be on an Ethernet. Well, we needed some little device that converts Ethernet to a parallel port. I've got one at home. Actually, I got one that takes Ethernet and turns into three parallel ports. And we use them at the corporate office back in Wisconsin all the time. But they didn't have one here. So we had to get one. Well, lo and behold, one of the ladies was driving up from Kelso. So around lunchtime, she brought a care package that consisted of two network switches and one of these little print boxes. And also, which came in via shipment, pieces and parts for the wireless access point that didn't have all the parts. So I got this little device called an Axis Print Box, AXIS, which has a Centronics out one end and Ethernet in the other end. And I plugged it in, and then nothing happened because the network connection in the closet wasn't hooked up, as I was led to believe it was. So I hooked that up. And if you know anything about networking, there's two ways your device can get an IP address or a network internet address. You've probably seen these 192.168.1.12. It can either be hard-coded on the device, or it can get it via a protocol, what's called DHCP, Dynamic Host Control Protocol. And my assumption was that this thing was hooked up for DHCP. Well, it was not. So after dinking around for half hour or so, I started looking through the online documentation and decided to do a hard reset to get this thing to go back to factory defaults. Dug through that and found that, and it's just doggone frustrating. I had to dig way down deep in my archives of old crusty Unix knowledge, going, oh, hey, I've got a Solaris system. I can use the snoop command to actually check for packets on the wire from this device to see, is it even talking? And if it is, I went, oh, it says that it's got an old address for the facility in England that we closed down a couple months ago. So I know where this thing came from. Long story short, Had to dig up my old knowledge. Ask a few more questions, get this thing configured, and finally by the end of the day got the printer working. Then I had to get the other two network switches up and running so that the guy in Wisconsin can configure them while I go home. Actually, we didn't go home. We went to, the only thing really left to do here is finish up the documentation, get those other two network switches configured, and tidy up the cables. We need some of those Velcro straps that tidy things up real nice. But it's funny, because I'm there, everybody seems to be finding these problems. Oh, Chuck, my display doesn't do this. Oh, Chuck, my audio drivers aren't working. Hey, well, you're here. Can you take a look at this? Oh. So I've got this list building that's a mile long, but I've still got other critical things to do to make sure the system is running. Meanwhile, unbeknownst to me, they also got a new multi-function fax printer copy all-in-wonder machine. And I had to learn how to do that and send out an email and capture some documentation and write some knowledge-based articles on it. So work is work. But after work, John Simpson, my wonderful host, drove me into Edinburgh. What a cool town. I mean, Edinburgh Castle sits up on this pinnacle, kind of like the Parthenon sits up on the Acropolis. It's a castle built up on old volcanic rock. And a beautiful castle. And then he showed me around town because he's lived in this area and he spent a lot of time in Edinburgh for schooling and whatnot. He was able to weave me in and out of these streets. So half the time I'm looking down at the GPS trying to figure out where we are and what the next intersection is. The other half of the time I'm looking at the beautiful stonework on these buildings. I mean, you've got a wonderful cathedral, and then you got right next to it this quaint little shop that sells paintings, and then across the street you got this old building with stone carvings and iron dragons, and just wonderful buildings. I mean, they're new buildings, okay, except for the stuff that's, you know, obviously brand new, like their new court center, city hall kind of thing. Their newer buildings, what they called Newtown, was built in the 1820s and 30s. They had some Victorian homes, which I grew up in a Victorian home. That was dang old. It wasn't even 100 years old when I was growing up, but it was old. Those look new here. That's what I'm talking about. The scale of history is just amazing. He took me driving around what they call the Old Town, which was the areas that were close to the castle, and down the Royal Mile, which was from the castle down to the Queen's Palace. Very, very interesting stuff. Can't say enough about it. We did stop at a restaurant. We kind of stopped and then we started looking around. Went into one called The Dome. Used to be an old bank, so it's got these massive stone columns out in front that you walk in, and it looks like, kind of looks like a bank. Old bank, domed ceiling, huge big doors, iron gates at the top of the stairs. It looked like the cross between a bank and a hotel. Well, now it's a restaurant. They called it The Dome. So we just poked our head in there and went, well, this is a cool place. And then as we were walking back, we came across another restaurant, and they had something I wanted. I don't know where you find these, but I want one. It's just one of those cool things that I want one. They were shining these lights down on the sidewalk, and rather than an image, which I've seen people put an image of Santa Claus on their garage or a Christmas tree on the side of their house, this one shined a clock, a running clock on the sidewalk. So as you're walking down the street, you can go, oh, the clock on the sidewalk says it's 8:30, and the second hand is running. And they had a couple of these, so I thought that was kind of neat. I don't know where I'd use one, but I just thought it was neat, and I want one. So I should call up them and ask them. we finally settled on a restaurant, an Italian place called El Patio. Oh, the chicken parmesan is to die for. The guy comes out and he looks Italian, but he's speaking clearly with a Scottish accent. And he rambled off every starter, or as we would call them, appetizers, and every special. And I think it was going on for 20 minutes, and I caught about five words. I heard swordfish. And somewhere in there I heard ham, and I heard mushroom sauce, and that was about it. It all sounded good whenever I heard some phrase of, but I didn't know if he was talking about a starter, or if that was a meal, or if that was what was unavailable that day. I really don't remember. So I kind of followed John's lead, and it what eventually resulted is I ordered from the menu anyway. But we had a swordfish salad for a starter, and it almost resembled a salmon. It was very good. I squeezed the lemon on top, and it was kind of the salty, smoky, salmon-y flavor, but very delicious. Very, very delicious. That was the starter. We both had that and a couple of beers. What was it? Perina? I can't remember what the beer was called, so forgive me. But it was pretty tasty. And like I said, the chicken parmesan. Oh, most of the time I was talking, I looked down and John's food was gone, and I had about two bites gone. Because for some reason I got off on talking about Technorama interviews and manager tools and podcasting in general. And you know me, when I get on the topic, I can just go and go and go. So, where was I? Oh, the food was excellent. Had a great dessert. I feel like a ton. Whew. Wonderful. Loved Edinburgh. We were driving back talking about politics and Tony Blair and Jimmy Carter and terrorism. Had interesting discussions, very interesting discussions with the people over here. Had lunch with a gentleman named Roger from the office, and we were talking about economics and world affairs, and you know, it makes me realize how much I need to pay more attention to this stuff. Holy cow, I gotta crawl out of the hole every once in a while and keep an eye on the news. Fortunately, on this trip, I have had a chance to scan the newspaper, watch BBC, watch Sky News, and catch some of these things, because I usually don't have the time while I'm at home in my daily routine to keep up on those things. So it was kind of neat to be able to at least keep tabs on current affairs. I can see how you know, traveling might have a benefit to that respect. My last day is tomorrow. I've got a full day planned. It's amazing because even though I got here on Thursday, a day earlier than anticipated, and worked Saturday, this is all still coming down to the wire. We got to get that power injector on the wireless access point. And I've got to finish up the documentation and maybe nail down a few of these other minor problems that people have. But it's going to be a busy day, and still don't see the girls online, so I am going to head out. If I don't get something in on Tuesday night, I will try. I appreciate you listening. Hope you've enjoyed this little side trip. We'll keep freestyle coming. I'll let you know how the whole credit card situation turns out and if my luggage gets home in one piece. If the schedule goes right, I will be leaving here. I'll be leaving Edinburgh Wednesday morning and should be home in Appleton Wednesday afternoon. And because of the, you know, 6-hour time difference and whatnot, I'm sure I'll be plenty tired. Don't know if I'll do karate Wednesday night. Partly depends on when the flights get in and what's going on. The kids haven't seen me for a whole long time, so I'm sure we'll want to spend some quiet family time. And I don't think there's anything else planned on Wednesday. Oh, wait, it's Lent, so there's going to be church services on Wednesday. That kind of rules out karate, doesn't it? maybe we'll just have a quiet night. I don't know. Really depends on when the flights get in. I'm not expecting to get in on time. That's just the way it's been. You know, this whole trip, I don't expect anything anymore except the unexpected. So, With that, I close out, and thank you for listening once again. Take care, Binary High Five 101. Listening once again. Take care, Binary High Five 101.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.